The England cricketers have been digging in their heels over the COVID protocols, but they've finally agreed to jump on a plane for one of the biggest draw cards of the summer. They've been negotiating over the border restrictions and where they'll have to quarantine, which is understandable because of the inconsistencies from the various premiers around the country. The England cricketers have expressed concerns about the mental health impacts of being in a bubble for so long, and it's worth mentioning they've played more cricket than any other national team during this pandemic. They've had a home series against India, Pakistan, West Indies, New Zealand and Sri Lanka. In the last 9 months, they've also played an overseas tour of India. Now, if you compare that to the Aussies, Cricket Australia has sent varying teams to New Zealand, Bangladesh and the West Indies. We haven't played an overseas test since the last Ashes series in September against England in 2009. In fact, I was only looking earlier, since the pandemic started in March last year, Australia has only played 4 test matches. Now, I don't doubt that the bubble takes its toll when you look at someone like Ben Stokes, who hasn't played since July because of his mental health. Then there's Moeen Ali, who retired from Test cricket because of the uncertainties around quarantine and the Ashes series in Australia. And I want to preface what I'm about to say by insisting it would be tough. But while I acknowledge the difficulties and the strain on these athletes, I can't help but think about the general public who have been stranded in various parts of Australia and around the world. They haven't got a direct line to state and federal governments. Their ranting and raving goes unnoticed, and they still aren't allowed to see their loved ones. So how are we supposed to have any sympathy for the England cricket team when they'll be staying in resorts with their families and training with their teammates? It's not as if they're going to be cooped up in a hotel room. The kids will be allowed to swim in the pool. The players will have their team room where they can mingle and prepare for games. How is the strain on them? If it were me in their shoes, I would have committed from day one, because in my eyes, the Ashes series is the pinnacle of the sport. Do you think the players of the past were complaining when they had to jump on a ship for 6 to 8 weeks just to get to the UK or Australia? The England Cricket Board should never have allowed the carry-on from these cricketers. They should have been told to wake up to themselves and think of the bigger picture. They're in a fortunate position where they're allowed to travel to other countries. We're not. The self-entitled arrogance from these athletes through the pandemic, I've got to say, has been breathtaking. Now, I haven't really said too much about it over the last few weeks while the negotiations have been ongoing with Cricket Australia, but now that the Poms have finally agreed to play the Ashes series, I thought I'd get it off my chest. So do you agree with me, or am I being too harsh? The number to call, 131 873. You can email me at 2gb.com or text me on 0460 873 873. Like I say, the state premiers have made it extremely hard for the England Cricket Board to plan, and it might have an effect on where the matches are played, these tests. But spare me the sob story. If the Western Australian government won't relax the rules to play an Ashes test in Perth, I would have thought the answer's pretty simple. Take it off them. Cricket Australia has the power to chop and change the schedule, so why doesn't it stand up to the premiers? The number to call, 131 873, email me at 2gb.com and text me 0460 873 873.